Moses once proclaimed these words of God: the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abounding in goodness and truth. This morning we want to talk for just a moment about the goodness of God. For we certainly serve a God who is good, who is wonderful, and who has done so much for us in the past, today, and even will promise and has promised to do good throughout all times. You might also notice that the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 2 and verse 4 said something very similar. He says, "Or do we despise the riches of his goodness?" You see, here indicating that God is good. And how could one despise such a good and wondrous God who has done so much for us and is doing so much for us? In the same verse, he goes on to speak about this. He says, "Forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing the goodness of God." And then he indicates another good part of God: the goodness unto repentance. You see, God has done so much for us that he gave his son Jesus that he might die on the cross and shed his blood, that by the goodness of God, we might repent. It's also then interesting to note that as God is good, we are also, as his children, to imitate him. We also read this in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1. But you'll also note with me in Galatians chapter 5, in the text that talks about the fruit of the Spirit, those things that you and I are to bear in order that the world might see God in us, that amongst that list that Paul gives to the Galatian church, that he also spoke of goodness. If you'll read there, beginning in verse 22 of Galatians 5, the Bible says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness." And then he continues on. And he says, "Against such there is no law." That we are to do these things. We are to walk in the Spirit by bearing the fruit of the Spirit. So how interesting it is that one of the fruit of the Spirit is goodness. As God is good, we must strive to be good. Now with that in mind, thinking that God is good and of all of his goodness, thinking about what he has done, and the fact that as his children we are to imitate that goodness and to bear fruit of goodness. I want you also then to know with me how that is applied, again in the book of Romans, but in chapter 15. Here is Paul talks about the Christian, as he's dealing with the Roman church and those who are striving in many ways, no doubt, to do that which is proper in the eyes of God. I want you to notice what he there states to the brethren and in conjunction with the teachings of God. The Bible says, "Now I myself am confident concerning you, my brethren, that you also be full of goodness, full of all knowledge, able also to admonish one another." You see, here we see that Paul not only speaks of being good or having goodness, but he says that he prayed that they would be full of it, that we would be full of goodness. Well, you see, that's the challenge, that we strive to be like God and we strive to be good, for he is good, but not just some good, but fully good. For when people see goodness in us, then they truly know of the great goodness of God Almighty.